Okay, jump in the van.
About a dozen nature writers have just boarded a van for a tour. The writers are poets, novelists, and journalists from around the world. The Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy has organized this field trip and 16 others like it for this year's conference of the Association for the Study of Literature and the Environment, or ASLI. ASLI is an organization of nature writers and scholars. In past years, they've met in the mountains of Colorado and Montana. But this is definitely not a tour of the Rockies. It's a tour of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Writer Ann Fisherworth of Mississippi says it's a different type of nature we're seeing.
Compared to a western landscape, compared to, you know, an old-growth redwood forest, what you're seeing here is land that's been used, land that's kind of, in a sense, scruffy, or it's got invasive species.
Like many parts of the Great Lakes region, the Kalamazoo area has seen its fair share of clear-cutting, industrial pollution, and urban sprawl. There are no vast wild spaces here. Instead, we see places like a soybean field that used to be Michigan's largest prairie, a last remaining patch of first-growth oak trees near a subdivision, and a turn-of-the-century strawberry farm that's been allowed to turn back into forest. Tom Bailey of Western Michigan University is the host of this year's ASLI conference. He thought Kalamazoo would be a perfect place to discuss the theme the board had chosen. This year's conference focuses on nature that's less than pristine.
It's an awful lot easier to rave about the Rocky Mountains than it is about the oak-opening savannas between here and the Indiana border. It's not dazzling. Right, it is not the sublime. It is the kind of quiet and relaxed natural world. But if you go out into it, you find it to be a very satisfying natural world, and that's what we're trying to teach all these people who are used to taking their hikes in the mountains.
He says writers do a good job celebrating the big, vast kinds of natural beauty that can be found in our national parks. But he wanted the writers to be better at writing and teaching the rest of us about the smaller types of nature that can be found in our neighborhood parks. Terry Gifford of Leeds, England, is one of the writers on today's trip. He's best known for his poetry and writings about mountaineering. But he is finding things to be inspired by here.
The species names are wonderful, aren't they? The sound of that thrush that I heard is to be remembered. And I think the sheer kind of intricacy, the way in which everything is interwoven. You look at it and it's all green. But look closely, and there are different shades of green, different species living in relationship to each other. I think that's what I would explore in writing.
Like Gifford, Michael McDowell of Oregon is used to writing about the wild and the pristine. McDowell says he's discovering that there's a lot to see if you pay attention to the small things at your feet instead of always looking for the next gushing waterfall. He says it's a lesson he's planning on taking home.
Oh, it'll mean that I'll be paying attention a somewhat different way, probably on my neighborhood walks, and see what else can be done to let ordinary people see what might happen if you stop tearing things out and putting chemicals down on the ground, and just let nature sprawl out like this and see what happens.
And that's exactly what the point of these trips are. To get these writers to care about the beauty and wildlife to be found wherever you are. A message not lost on writer Ann Fisherworth.
I think it's just really beautiful, you know. I'm enjoying it just like it is. I mean, I'm not walking around thinking, oh, gee, this is diminished. I'm walking around thinking, this is really great. This is really pretty.
The conference is over, but the organizers of these field trips say they hope there's a lasting impact. They want these nature writers to teach through their writing that natural beauty can be found even in developed and used land. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney in Kalamazoo, Michigan.